somewhere far beyond the ocean, Private Betty Turkestan, with 100,000 comrades stretched across the desert sand. And they fought without objection. Some would sacrifice their lives, put the potentate back on the throne with his 47 wives. Betty never thought about it, never asked what it was for. Just wanted to feel good about herself, help her country win the war. Later back in Forbush County, Betty's younger brother Bob finds his high school education, doesn't do it for a job. Should have gone into the army like his sister Betty did. Had a hope for something better, but then who's he trying to kid? Though he hears the land is wealthy, he fears he'll stay forever poor. Still in all, he should feel good about himself when his country wins a war. Years have passed and now the country's gone off to war once again. Betty's got herself a daughter, Billy's got himself a son. Betty's daughter sees the headlines, hears the cheering for the war. Now she wants to be a soldier like her mother was before. Betty wonders what she's feeling. It's not the way she felt before. Waiting to feel so good about herself when her country goes to war. Soon enough the child may head off if she chooses to enlist. Betty wonders what she might have said, some lesson she has missed. Doesn't want to see her daughter breaking down somebody's door. Doesn't want to see her listed a wounded hero of the war. Never seems to be over, always one battle more. Not so sure she'll feel so good about herself if her country wins the war. We'll be right back.